V'ze b'chinas mikveh shemetaheres mikol hatumos. This is tied into the concept of a mikveh which purifies from all types of impurities. Ki kol minei tumos ubefrat tumas nida nemsheches mizuamas hanochosh al yidei chet odom rishon. Because all types of impurity originate from the Eitz Hadas, from when the snake injected a filth, a zuama, it's called a filth, an impurity, into mankind. And as a result of Adam and Chava eating from the Eitz Hadas, based on the snake's advice, this is what introduced tuma, impurity, into the world. The main sin, if we want to know what was the real mistake there, what was the real problem there? The problem was that Adam HaRishon was drawing Chava, Malchus, to himself and not plugging her into Hashem. V'omar, he said, Ano emloich, I'm ruling, I'm king. Where do we see this? Watch how Rav Nosson Zal is going to open our eyes. Because if you take a look over there in the Chumash, when the Nochash was marketing the Eitz Hadas, when he was trying to convince them to go ahead and eat from it, what did he say? He said, you know why Hashem told you not to eat from that tree? Because Hashem knows, if you eat from that tree, v'hiyisem kelekim, you'll be just like Hashem. Hashem won't be your boss, you'll be Hashem, you'll be in charge. Dahainu shehesisoisa, the snake was convincing Chava sheim yoichlu mi'etz hadas, that if they'll eat from the Eitz Hadas, yihyu keloikim, they'll be like Hashem. Kama shepirish Rashi, as Rashi HaKodesh says right over there, boirei oilomois kamoisoi, you'll be able to create worlds just like Hashem. How do you think Hashem does it? He ate from this tree, and this is what gave him all the wisdom. That's why he told you not to. So if you want to be big, if you want to grow up and be big boy, like they say in all the Cheerios, if you want to be big, you want to be a daddy, you want to be in charge, just eat from this tree. This is a version of saying, I want to be king. I don't need Hashem on top of me. Why would I need Hashem on top of me if I can be Hashem? Chas v'shem. Because they listened to his bad advice. They bought his story. They bought what he was offering. He was offering v'isim kelikim. They said, where do I sign? I'm in. Yep, I want that. Dahainu shehem bi'atzmam yuchlu livroi oilamois v'limloich v'lishloit. They wanted to themselves be able to create worlds and rule. B'chinas ano emloich. Because we know that Hashem's name Elohim represents authority, kingdom, rulership, as is brought throughout the Zohar Kodesh. The pasuk Elohim Malki Miked. Hashem is my king. Elohim is Malchus. So if the Nochash said Ve'isim Kelohim, what was he offering them? Malchus. What did they say? Yes. Now you'll understand why the snake approached Chava first. Because Chava is the concept of Shaloi Keseder. That's why the Nochash, she was more vulnerable to the Nochash, lahasisa, to convince her, to seduce her, for her to be willing to take Malchus to herself, because the woman is Malchus. But again, the natural state of the woman's Malchus is to be plugged into Hashem, to be plugged into the real Malchus. But what the Nochash was offering her was independent. Why don't you go independent? You'll be your own boss. V'yisim kolekim, you'll be your own Malchus. You don't have to be plugged into Hashem's Malchus, chas v'shalom. Dahainu lahafrido mi'Hashem yisborach, to separate her from Hashem. And then she went ahead and convinced Adam also, to the point where he also ate, and he separated himself from Hashem, which means he separated himself from Keseder. Hashem is Keseder. v'nofal lebchinas sheloi keseder. And when you unplug yourself from keseder, you fall into sheloi keseder. Machmas sherotza liyos kelikim limloich biatzmoi, because he wanted to be an elikim. He wanted to rule by himself. Bechinas anoyim lach. I'll decide. I'm king. Bechinas vihiyisem kelikim, as the snake said. And because they fell, Adam and Chava fell into this Shaloi Keseder, which is what happens when you unplug from Hashem, v'nistalik chiyusa mehem, which means they unplugged from the Chachma, from the Chiyus, from the Seichel. We said Hashem is the, Yud Kevavki is the Koyachmo. Chachma is Koyachmo. It's that Seichel Digdusha, which is life. When you unplug from the source of life, they lost their life. Bechinas ki beyoyim acholcha mimenu mois tomus. As Hashem said, when you eat from that tree, you're going to die. So by eating from that tree, they died. They unplugged themselves from Chaim, from Hashem, and they went into a state of mavus. And that's the origin of all kinds of tumah in the world that all originate from that filth that the snake injected into Chava. Ki hachius mehashem yisborach hu hakdusha. Because when you're drawing life from Hashem, that's holiness. Ki chochma shehu hachius nikra kodesh kiyadua. Because we know chochma, which is synonymous with life, we said hachochma techaye, is also called Kodesh. In the Zohar Kodesh and Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Hasidus, we're always taught there's a pasuk Kodesh Yisroel Hashem Reishis Tivuasai. The Jewish people are holy to Hashem. They are his first crop. And we know that Reishis is always synonymous with Chachma. Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. So Kodesh is also Reishis. We say every morning when we put on film, Kadesh Li Kol B'chor. Kadesh is associated with Bechor. Bechor is the firstborn. Bechor is Chachma, Reishis, the first. So Kodesh and Chachma go together. So if a person is plugged into Chachma, they're plugged into Kedusha. If they unplug from Chachma, they're plugging into the opposite of Kodesh, which is Tuma. So by Adam and Chava unplugging from Chachma, from Chiyus Kedusha, from Hashem, that's what introduced Tuma into the world. And when the chiyus, which is chachma, which is kedusha, leaves, nimshecha hatuma bimkoima, it's replaced by tuma. V'alkein niskalelo oz bedam nidois, and that's why we find over there Hashem saying to Chava, be'etzev tel dibonim, that the whole process of giving birth to children is going to be involved in etzev. Etzev is atzvus, which the Gemara says it refers to the whole concept of the cycle of a woman, the bleeding, the dam nidois. Shehu his gabrus hatuma, which is this concept of tuma. Shaideze nifredes mibala. This is what causes the woman to be separated from her husband. Venifrad bechinas shaloi keseder mebechinas keseder. So that the shaloi keseder, the woman, is being separated from the keseder, the man who's supposed to be keseder. Chava me'odom. The chava is being separated from Odom. Ki hi gormo li'atzma zois, because she brought this upon herself, al yidei she'omro ano emloich, by saying, yes, I want to be king. The snake said, eat from this, v'yisem kelikim, you'll be kelikim. Chava said, yes, I'm eating. Which meant she wanted to be elikim, she wanted malchus, she wanted independent malchus. Malchus, because Hashem said not to eat. So eating from that meant clearly going against Hashem, rejecting Hashem's authority. V'hifrida b'china shaloi keseder li'atzma. And therefore she separated that aspect of shaloi keseder, that malchus, for herself. She wanted to take it for herself personal, to separate it from Hashem. Al kein, therefore, yefsher lihitoyer menatuma el alidei meimei hamikvah, shem b'chinas meimei hadas. Now we'll understand why the only way that a person can become purified from tuma is through the mikvah waters, which are synonymous with the waters of Das. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Ki molo ha'oretz deyos Hashem kamayim layam mechasim. The world will be filled with understanding of Hashem like the water that covers the ocean floor. So water is das, meimei hadas. Uboze shenichnas ha'odom l'toich ha'mikvah v'nis'alim v'niskasebo, and by a person going into a mikvah and covering themselves totally with the water of the mikvah, the person is negating themselves. They're nullifying themselves. Person goes underwater, they're nothing. You know, that's a state of bitul. Bebchinas mo, nothing. I am nothing. Person can't breathe underwater. So in a sense, they're cutting themselves off from the chiyus. They're going into a state of bitul. I'm negating myself totally. Bebchinas ayin, the state of nothingness. Person goes into the water, they close their eyes, they're unplugging themselves from everything. They remove their clothing, everything. I'm going into this state of nothingness. Ayin, bitul, it's called. Ki'ilu einoy boilam klal, as if I'm not in the world. I'm leaving the world, going underwater, taking leave. V'nichlal bebechinas mo, and he's plugging into this concept of mo. Mo is nothing. Shehu bechinas Adam, Mo is also Adam, bechinas Chochma, which is synonymous with Chochma, Koyach Mo. Shehu bechinas Meimei HaMikvah, that's what the mikvah waters are all about. Shehem bechinas Chochma Vodas, they represent Chochma and Das. Ki Hamayim heim bechinas Kedem, Keseder. Because water is associated with Kedem. We quoted that pasuk, Ocher v'kedem tzartoni. Back and front. Front also means first. I want to go to the front of the line, means go first. So Kedem means front, Kedem means forward, and Kedem also means front, first. And Rav Nosson Zal says here that water is a concept of Kedem, Keseder. Ki hamayim kodmu lo'ilam. Because water preceded the world. When Hashem first created the world, there was wall-to-wall water. V'haschola seder habriyo hoyot mimayim. The beginning of creation was from water. Nimtzo shehamayim heim bebechinas kedem keseder. So therefore, water represents this first, this beginning, this number one, this front. Kihem kodmu lo'ilam, because they preceded the rest of the world, the trees, the plants, the people, everything. The water came before all of that. V'hascholas seder habriya, the beginning of creation, shehu bechinas aleph beis keseder, which means again starting from aleph be hischila mehem, it started from water. V'alkein kishenichnas l'toich hamayim, therefore when a Jew goes into water, v'ne'elam v'niskase b'mayim, and they submerge themselves, they hide themselves totally in water. Hide means I'm negating myself. A person goes into hiding, kids are playing hide and seek. He's not here. When a person is hidden, we say they're not there, right? That's called negating. That's the state of bitul. So the person submerging himself in the water totally, they're negating themselves. Where am I? I'm not here anymore. He plugs into and nullifies himself to this state of mo, bechinas chochma, bechinas kedem, bechinas keseder. And he thereby eliminates, he wipes out all types of tuma, which we said come from shaloi keseder. Tuma comes from shaloi keseder, from ano emloich. Mebechinas ano emloich, he nullifies all of that, and he converts it lebechinas keseder. He sets it in order. Lebechinas chochma, lebechinas kodesh. He's nullifying the shaloi keseder, the anoim lech, and plugging it into keseder, chochma, kodesh. V'alkein al yidei ha-mikvah netorim mikol minei tumei shaboilam. And this is why, through the mikvah, we purify ourselves from all different types of tumah. Ki kol minei tumos nimshach mebchinas shaloi keseder, shebchinas histalkos achiyas dekdusha. Because all types of tuma come from shaloi keseder, which means lack of chiyus, that the chiyus left. Just like a dead, we know the avi avoy satuma, the ultimate in tuma is a dead body, a mace, because the chiyus has left it. When chiyus leaves something, when the chachma, chiyus, kedusha leaves something, it becomes tamei. V'alidei tvilas hamikva nichlal v'nizbatel shaloi keseder lebechina keseder shem b'amei hamikva. And by toivel in the mikvah, the shaloi keseder, this person with the tuma on them, this tuma now becomes batel to keseder, to water, which is moichin, kedusha. V'alkein alidei zeh oilin mituma letahara. And therefore, through this, we go up from tuma into a state of tahara.